Editor's note. A version of this article originally appeared on Newmarket Today, a sister publication of the Trilliums within Village Media. A staff member in Progressive Conservative MPP Stephen Lecce's constituency office has been suspended from her job after the York Regional Police announced it charged her for allegedly defrauding a local Royal Canadian Legion branch where she'd previously been president. Giuseppina Fedele, who worked in Lecce's MPP office in King, Vaughan, and Nicola Pinto, who also has past involvement in Conservative politics, were each charged with fraud and possession of property obtained by crime, according to a press release that York's police service published on Monday. The charges have not been tried in court. They do not relate to Fedele's or Pinto's work in politics. Upon learning of the charges against Ms. Fedele, her employment was immediately suspended, Lecce said in a statement provided to Newmarket Today. Fedele could not be reached through Lecce's constituency office on Monday. Pinto did not answer an email sent to him on Tuesday ahead of this story's publication. In his statement, Lecce, Ontario's education minister, declined to comment on any of the specifics of the case in order to respect the process of a matter that's now in court. In the press release on Monday, the York Regional Police said it was given information in January 2022 about a former president of Royal Canadian Legion Branch No. 414 having wrote checks to herself using the Legion's account and using the funds for her personal use. Through the investigation, it was learned that between 2017 and 2019, Giuseppina Fedele wrote herself 34 checks and transferred 7 electronic money transfers to her account totaling over $33,518. The former treasurer, Nicola Pinto, participated by signing 24 of the written checks to Fedele, alleged York's police, which said the investigation is ongoing. Carmen Lacano, the current president of the Legion that Fedele and Pinto have been charged for allegedly defrauding, declined to weigh in on the situation when asked by Newmarket Today. This matter is before the courts and as such we are not commenting on this matter, Lacano said. We have confidence in the judicial system. Fedele and Pinto both live in Vaughan, according to York's police. Fedele, under the name Josie Fedele, which she goes by, was listed as a member of Lecce's team for the Run for Vaughan event, a fundraiser held in support of the local hospital on Sunday, a day before York's police publicized the charges. At no point was my office made aware of this investigation, until the YRP statement today, Lecce said in a statement on Monday. Fedele's work for Lecce dates back until at least 2021, records found online show. Less than 2 weeks ago, Fedele was listed as the contact for Lecce's constituency office on a press release announcing $200,000 in new provincial funding for the York Regional Police, which was posted on another PCMPP's website. Her involvement in PC Party predates working for Lecce, who was elected provincially in 2018, by at least several years. She was listed as the Vaughan Riding Association's chief financial officer from August 20, 2014 to March 1, 2016, before holding the same title for Vaughan, Woodbridge's constituency association from March 1, 2016 to October 2017, according to a spokesperson for Elections Ontario. Fedele was also the campaign manager for Peter Meff when he ran as the PC's candidate in Vaughan in the 2014 provincial election against Stephen Del Duca, who won the seat with the Liberals in that election and is now Vaughan's mayor. Pinto is also a past PC Party riding executive, having been elected in 2012 as president of its Vaughan Association, according to a YorkRegion.com story from May of that year. Pinto has also run for election in Vaughan during each of its last three election cycles. He was unsuccessful in his attempts to become a municipal councillor in 2014 and 2018, and to become a regional councillor in 2022.